We're looking at Pirkei Avos with the parish of the Ravena Yonah, and I want to take the substitute prerogative and skip out of order, or skip from the very beginning where we're holding to something which is very appropriate for right now, which is something very relevant to Parshas Lech Lecha. We have a Mishnah in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos which describes or discusses the fact that Avraham Avinu endured 10 nisyonos. 10, we call them trials. I don't like that word. 10 challenges that Avraham Avinu was confronted with. And the Mishnah doesn't describe what those 10 were. The Mishnah says that there are 10. And it's left for us to go through the Chumash and figure out what those 10 are. So the Rabbeinu Yonah presents his list. And the Rabbeinu Yonah, the first one of the 10 trials, is one that he openly concedes is not found openly in the Chumash. And that's the one that we all know about. This is the one that, by the way, if you ask, if you go on the street, I'm not talking about anybody here, if you go on the street and ask a fairly educated Jew, is the story of Avraham Avinu being cast into a furnace, is it found in Chumash? So most fairly educated Jews would say, sure, of course, that's like you know, and Avraham Avinu taking on, you know, the idols and leaving the idol store to Shmetter, and telling his father, Terach, that the idols had a fight and so on and so forth. Yeah, that's in Chumash. Well, none of that's in Chumash. Those are in Midrashim. And the closest we get in Chumash to the Avraham Avinu being cast into a furnace is the Torah mentions the word Ur Kasdim twice, which loosely translates as the fire of Kasdim. So what fire? So as Chazal say, that Nimrod has Avraham Avinu, I shouldn't say Nimrod has in Kasdim, Nimrod presents Avraham Avinu with a challenge. Avraham Avinu, rather than concede to Nimrod, allows himself to be cast into the furnace. He's miraculously saved. This is one of the nisyonos according to the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that's nisyon number one. And he says, even though it doesn't say openly in the passage, says Yeshlan a remez l'zadar hazamina Torah. This is not clearly openly in the Torah. It's midirah kabbalah, which means it's a medrash. V'yeshman aremez v'davarzim in the Torah. We have a hint. Shekodem parshas Lech Lecha me'artucha. Before the parsha of Lech Lecha, we have nizkar l'mala shnei pa'amim. Twice is mentioned or kastim. Lahodia shebeshvil osah hanisayin shomad bo hiftachu Hashem yisparach ve'evil ha'aretz. To tell us that because he withstood the challenge of Ur Kasdim and allowed himself to theoretically be killed, rather than intimate that he believed in Nimrod as a god. So because of that, in that merit, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu direct him in Parshas Lech Lecha, go from your land, from your birthplace, to the land which I will show you, which ultimately ends up being Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Now the Rambam disagrees with this very clearly, and the Rambam in his language, you can tell that the Rambam is determined only to count those nisyonos which appear openly in the pasuk, which appear openly in Chumash. So according to the Rambam, we're only going to count as one of the 10 trials of Avraham Avinu episodes that the Torah describes. And then we could say that was an nisyon, right? So the Torah describes Avraham Avinu's taking Hagar as a wife. That's one of the nisyonos. The Torah doesn't say Elohim Nisoas Avraham. God tested Avraham and said, take Hagar as a wife, and he struggled with it, or he succeeded and he did it. The Torah says, Avraham took Sarah as a wife, Hagar as a wife when Sarah offers her to Avraham because he doesn't have children from Sarah. And that, says the Rambam, is an Nisayan. That's written in the Torah. All of the Rambam's 10 are recorded events in the Chumash itself. They're not found in Midrashim that interpret a remez in the Pasuk. The Rabbeinu Yonah is willing to have in his list events that are not necessarily openly described in Chumash, but they are in the Midrashim. Now, let's first distinguish something very clearly. When we, people who believe in Torah, say they're not in Chumash, but they're in the Midrashim, we do not mean they are less reliable than if they're in Chumash. We don't mean that at all. They are absolutely as reliable, whatever they mean, but they are as reliable as in Chumash. We just mean that they're not recorded in written Torah. But the source of them, we take as authentic as anything else. then we have to decide what makes a nisa, what would have a nisa and be recorded in Chumash and what would not. I see your hand going up.
Yes, to Rabbeinu Yonah's credit, yes. There is a pasuk that it is based on the Chumash or something. The Urkazit.
You mean?
Not that it's like, I don't know the other Nisyanis, and I don't know if Rabbeinu Yonah's credit, and the cool thing, there are mamish not mentioned, but there is a pasuk that makes a reference to this incident.
What makes a reference that Hashem took us out of, took him out of Ur Kasdim.
Right, and Ur Kasdim, I agree.
Yeah, he went, took him into Galus, yeah, I mean.
Rabbeinu is saying it is a matter, but there at least is a line in the Chumash that is described.
That tells us to focus our attention on it.
Yeah.
But you could learn in the simple interpretation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu directed Avram out of his normal place, or out of his, you know, okay, yeah, where he would have otherwise been. So there's nothing in that pasuk either inherently that says that there's an Yisrael having to do with his life being on the line. Yeah. Rav Shmuel Yaakov Weinberg, Zecher Tzedek LeBracha, used to explain that the Rambam's position on Nisyonos is this. What the Torah is interested in telling us about Avraham Avinu is not the historic figure Abraham. The Avraham Avinu. You can even see in the Rambam's language. The Torah is interested in describing to us the figure who undertook nisyonos that formed the nature of Klal Yisrael, not the individual who underwent experiences that got him to be Avraham Avinu. And that would actually explain a very interesting problem. But first, let's get this point clear. The point is that the Rambam's approach would be whatever is found in Chumash is a description of the Avraham who is Avinu, which means we're describing and we're learning about a being who is the antecedent of Klal Yisrael. His relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is being formed through these events is a key ingredient in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ur Kasdim is not that. Ur Kasdim is Avraham Avinu voluntarily deciding on his own without any mitzvah from God. God never said to him, die for Avodah Zarah. God never said to him, I'm here. You must do something as a result of my existence. That's all Avraham Avinu's own empirical observation, his own commitment, his own rallying of self, his own determination to bring himself to be that kind of a thing, his own determination to die rather than give up on the truth. That's all Avraham Avinu's saying. That's not the mysterious methods that we're required to have. That's not Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is required to die al pi tzivui HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we have no choice, because we stand for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're commanded, because he's there and he's spoken to us and he's given us the mitzvah. And through that, our mysterious nefesh that we're supposed to have happened. Therefore, that first nisayon, so to speak, that story, that's important for us to know, and the Medrash allows us to know this by delivering us the information, but it's not in Chumash because it's not the Avraham Avinu. It's not the story of the Av Avraham. It's the story of the historical figure Avraham. So we need to know how Avraham got to be who he is. But that's not what the Torah is interested in telling us. And that's why we have scant few psukim about Avraham in the whole Chumash. He lives 175 years old. We barely have anything about him. Because what the Torah wants us to have is what we need to have as the Av, the former of our own personality and our own relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I won't develop the next idea. I'll just leave you developing it yourself. We could understand perhaps why it is that the Torah does not tell us why Avraham is particularly singled out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nowhere does the Torah say Avraham found favor in God's eyes, Avraham was a tzaddik, Avraham did great things, therefore God said Lech Lecha. You're reading a story, you find Avraham wandering around, and then you find God saying Lech Lecha. We went to kindergarten, so we already know he was a tzaddik. But if you read the Chumash, we don't know why Hashem spoke to Avraham Avinu. Why would the Chumash leave out the significance? What earned Avraham Avinu the initiative that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Lech Lecha? It's a very important question. There are a lot of different answers, but with this material, we might be able to find a path. We don't have time for all that now.